Example policies.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Two people died following a two-vehicle crash Friday evening in Platte County, Missouri. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol on Monday, that crash was reported around 5 p.m. on Interstate 435 near 45 Highway. MSHP confirms two people were pronounced dead at the scene. The occupants, 57-year-old Karen Breen of Kansas City, Missouri, and 46-year-old Stud Leach of Manhattan, Kansas, were killed in the crash. The other driver suffered only minor injuries. And tragic news out of Liberal High School. J.P. Bizette has more.
Sophomore student Giovanni Abrego passed away on Monday from health complications. The school community is heartbroken by this loss and extends its deepest sympathies to Giovanni's family and friends. Counselors and staff will be on hand after school throughout the week to support any students affected by this tragedy. Information about the funeral will be provided when it's available.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced a statewide initiative to increase awareness of the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, which is a program that helps lower-income families pay for high-speed internet. The ACP is a $14.2 billion federal broadband benefit that provides eligible households a monthly discount of up to $30 per month and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands, and also a one-time $100 discount toward a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet. In partnership with Education Superhighway, a national nonprofit with a mission to close the broadband affordability gap, the governor's initiative will build a broad coalition of local stakeholders, service providers, nonprofit organizations, and higher learning institutions to overcome the barriers that prevent households in under-resourced communities from enrolling. ACP-eligible households include families with incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level and those who qualify for Lifeline, SNAP, free and reduced-price school lunch, WIC, and other government-funded programs. Education Superhighway will support statewide awareness by training community leaders and partner organizations and providing outreach materials to help households enroll. The nonprofit recently launched getacp.org/Kansas to simplify the ACP enrollment process by helping eligible households determine the easiest way to qualify and to learn more about free with ACP broadband plans that are available at their address. Governor Kelly has issued a proclamation to kick off National Poison Prevention Week, and the Poison Center at the University of Kansas Health System and Safe Kids Kansas wants to remind Kansans that poison centers are ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with fast, free advice. The theme for this year's National Poison Prevention Week is Poison Centers. When poison happens, we're here for you. Not everyone realizes that poison centers are for everyone. While poison centers get more calls about children, calls about teens, adults, and older adults tend to be more serious. Over half of the calls to the Kansas Poison Center in 2022 involve medicines or pharmaceuticals. However, other common poisons include household products, plants, mushrooms, pesticides, animal bites and stings, carbon monoxide, and many other non-pharmaceutical substances. Stephanie Baines, the coordinator for the Kansas Poison Control Center, stated that the best piece of advice that they can give is to program the poison help number 800-222-1222 into your phone and post it visibly in your home. This way, you're prepared in the event of a poisoning emergency or if you simply have questions. Poison centers can save time, worry, lives, and money because when seconds count, calling a poison center is faster and more accurate than a confusing internet search. Nurses, pharmacists, and doctors answer calls, and they can help in more than 150 languages. And doctors and hospitals turn to the poison center to help every day. Whether it's a question or an emergency, poison centers provide life-saving information when you need it the most. And the calls are free. More than 70% of people who call get the help they need right away where they are, saving the cost of a trip to the doctor or hospital. And it's also important to know that poison centers are not just for emergencies. You can call anytime from anywhere in the nation for information or advice from local experts. If you think someone has been poisoned, call 800-222-1222 right away, as fast and free expert help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And for more information about preventing accidental poisoning, you can visit kansashealthsystem.com/poison. U.S. Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, began February 27th and will end on April 7th. Secretary Vilsack said the Conservation Reserve Program is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the United States, offering a range of conservation options to farmers, ranchers, and landowners. He said CRP has and continues to be a great fit for farmers with less productive or marginal cropland, helping them reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Vilsack said in a statement that they've made several updates to the program to increase producer interest and enrollment, strengthen the climate benefits of the program, and help ensure underserved producers can find a pathway to entry into CRP. The Farm Service Agency of USDA hopes to reach the 27 million acre cap for CRP in fiscal year 2023. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. I will be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, March 15th, Casey Davinon with Next Tech went over the proposed new telephone franchise agreement that was discussed with the Finance Committee, and it includes two changes. The first change is to have the agreement renew yearly instead of every 7 years, as the current agreement states. The second change in the agreement is to do away with the telephone franchise fee. A motion was then made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded to waive the formal first reading of Ordinance 1761, which is an ordinance granting Nextech LLC, a limited liability company, its parent company, Rural Telephone Service Company Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, successors, transferees, and assigns a non-exclusive franchise to erect, maintain, and operate a telecommunications system within the city limits of Norton, Kansas, prescribing the terms and conditions thereof, and providing for payment to be made to the city of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution abating the environmental conditions at 314 West Main Street. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 8-2023, which is a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the environmental code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the formal third reading of Ordinance 1759, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking generally, handicap parking spaces, unlawful parking locations, and special parking and loading restrictions. And a motion was then made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Ordinance 1759. The votes were taken and the motion carried. Dean Little presented a resolution amending the parental leave policy in the employee handbook. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 7-2023, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The motion carried 3-2, with Robert Bowman, Dean Little, and Andrew Black voting yes, and Dennis Gilhausen and Ron Briery voting no. As discussed at the previous council meeting, Dean also presented an ordinance adding to the city code that refuse must be placed for pickup on the designated day by no later than 8 a.m. A motion was then made by Dean Little and seconded to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste, duty of owner-occupant within the city of Norton, Kansas. And after discussion was held, Dean rescinded his motion and requested that the Public Works Committee meet to discuss the change further. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe is set for March 27th. And this month's presentation, Fishes, Census, and Fishing, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation will be at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. William Bill Stark, professor of biological sciences at Fort Hays State University, will help everyone dip their toes in the water world of fish and explore some of the ways fish experience their world that is a bit different than our own. He will have some hands-on material, and participation of all ages is encouraged. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Roldler at 785-628-4743, or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Taxes. The word not only conjures up the feeling of dread, but suddenly feeling overwhelmed, overloaded, and confused? Defeat the tax work burden. See Mapes & Miller LLP in Norton. Mapes & Miller LLP is your guide in understanding the ever-changing world of taxes. Find your tax team at Mapes & Miller LLP on East Highway 36 in Norton or call them at 785-877-5833. Make your tax status a happy one when you team up with Mapes & Miller LLP.
New Age Industrial is the leading aluminum extruder and fabricator in the United States. On top of manufacturing heavy-duty yet lightweight equipment for various industries, their aluminum products are built to last and carry a lifetime guarantee against rust and corrosion. Their strength is not only in their products, it's the people who take great pride in what they do. Their team has continued to manufacture top-notch aluminum products and maintain the highest level of customer service for over 55 years. Learn more about them at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Agriculture Secretary on Monday shared his view of the legality of a proposed voluntary labeling program for our nation's meat products. Rod Bain has more in this report.
The difference between the recently announced Product of USA label for meat products and previous efforts for similar forms of labeling.
This is a voluntary program.
The explanation from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack Monday during the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit in Washington, D.C.
There's a significant difference between the decision that was made in WTO on several occasions when I was previously secretary on a mandatory labeling program.
Referring to the World Trade Organization ruling on what was known as country of origin labeling, which in turn gave Canada and Mexico ability to place retaliatory tariffs on U.S. ag goods until Kuhl's repeal in 2015. Secretary Vilsack says the voluntary aspect of product of USA labeling compared to mandatory label predecessors is
a significant distinction. There is no legal reason for anyone to question the capacity of a voluntary label.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The United Nations Secretary General over the weekend announced an extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The announcement came at the last minute as the agreement was set to expire. The initiative facilitates the safe navigation for exports of grain and related foodstuffs and fertilizers, including ammonia from designated Ukrainian seaports. During the first two terms, some 25 million metric tons of grain and foodstuffs have been moved to 45 countries, helping to bring down global food prices and stabilizing the markets. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, alongside the Mandarinium of Understanding on promoting Russian food products and fertilizers to the world markets, are critical for global food security. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable, which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out?
Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A warm front is on its way through the Central Plains, part of a bigger flow of low-pressure systems and fronts that'll be affecting our weather for the rest of this week. Several lows will cross our region, but it doesn't look like Kansas will be getting much precipitation except for a few scattered showers. The gusty wind will keep up for a while, though, 15 to 25 miles per hour, especially during the afternoons. It'll be mild today, and well above average highs are expected tomorrow, especially in the southern half of our state. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a low is cutting across central Kansas, causing gusty wind and some cloud cover. A warm front is over south central Kansas and will be hitting the 70s in that part of our state today, mostly 60s elsewhere and generally fair. Overnight, a stationary front will develop over the Central Plains. Some isolated thunderstorms in our southeast counties, but dry elsewhere. Looking at Wednesday, a secondary warm front will lift northward out of the Panhandle region. We'll be getting a mix of sunshine and clouds statewide, but precipitation chances look pretty low. Tomorrow's temperatures getting well into the 70s for southern Kansas. We'll be in the 60s in the northern counties, and the Wednesday's gusty with some occasional clouds. Late Wednesday and Thursday, cooler high pressure from the northern plains will drop a cold front down across our area. Thursday looks cooler, highs back in the 50s statewide, breezy and dry. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 50s to low 60s, we're in the low to mid 30s overnight, low to mid 60s north central, and tonight upper 30s to low 40s, low to mid 50s northeast, and mid to upper 40s for the overnight, southwest mid to upper 60s for the afternoon, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 30s, low 70s south central, mid to upper 40s overnight, upper 50s to mid 60s southeast, and tonight we're in the upper 40s to low 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, I'm Cade Rensink with the Central Kansas Extension District, and I want to invite you to join us Wednesday, March 22nd at the Mid-America Farm Expo in Salina, where Dr. Shannon Farrell from Oklahoma State University will provide valuable insights on how to complete an agricultural succession plan. At 10 a.m., Farrell will be discussing the basics of farm transition planning. Then that afternoon at 1:30 p.m., he'll dive deeper into mechanics of building a farm legacy. These free programs are part of the Mid-America Farm Expo, scheduled for March 22nd through the 24th at Tony's Pizza Event Center and the Saline County Livestock and Expo Center in Salina.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA service center. Brought
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, UltraBoss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day, and the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture. In the dunes.